Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name, once again, Perry Stevenson. Today, I'm bringing back Ian Murray. He's from Matador Mining. ASX code is MZZ. Now, they've recently done a $16 million share placement at a premium. Ian Murray, you guys are on fire at the moment. Welcome back to Small Caps, first up. And as I said before, Matador Mining, you're up there in Newfoundland in Canada. You've just raised $16 million. That was at a premium, 28.5 million shares at 56 cents each. Tell us about, first of all, why the capital raise now, and how did you get a premium?
Well, in terms of why do the capital raise now, we had lots of cash in the bank. End of March, we had $8 million in the bank.
Yeah.
Plus, we had options that were well in the money. But there's opportunities to raise capital through the Canadian charity flow through model come around throughout the year. Here was an opportunity where we could utilize that system. And because it's a charity flow through model, we placed the shares at a premium to the market because we issue those shares to high net worth donors in Canada. And we also pass on our tax deductions to them. So they get the share in the company, plus they get our future expiration tax deductions into their hands. So they pay a premium for that. And that means we issue less shares for the same amount of capital. So from a dilution for shareholders, it's a fantastic system, which I wish the Australian government would adopt as well, because it's a win-win for everybody. We've got the money to explore. We have to spend that money within a specified time frame in exploration in Newfoundland. So the exploration contractors, the geologists in the country, the drilling companies in country, all benefit from that. Plus, these high net worths get the tax deduction, and they end up donating those shares through to charities. So the charities benefit by getting these donations. So it really is a win-win model for everybody.
So Ian, do you have to be, Matador Mining, ASX code MZZ, you're not listed on the TSX, but you can still utilize, how does that work?
Because we've got a Canadian subsidiary that's doing active work on the ground. So the Canadian subsidiary is a company that ends up spending the money, and that's why it qualifies, because it's money being spent in an area that benefits from this model, and that's Newfoundland. And that's why we get that premium. So the premiums vary by province by province. The premium we got was because of our activity in Newfoundland.
Wow. And you call it a charity flow through share scheme. Does this only happen twice or three times a year? And how did you pick up on this, Ian?
So the Matador team, prior to me joining a year ago, had done 18 months of work on getting the system right. So you've got to have the right controls and processes in the company to make sure that you are going to spend the money, and you're going to spend it in the right area, and you're going to spend it within the right time frame. Because the tax office audit you to make sure it's been done properly. So these guys had spent 18 months researching it, working with Canadian tax advisors and the Canadian lawyers to make sure the structure was right. Fell into this position in May. All the work had been done. We then did a capital raising in July last year, where we utilized it first time round, and we raised $8.7 million.
At what price was that?
That was done at 40.5 cents.
Okay.
And then we've done $16 million raise now, June, July, a year later, $16 million at 56 cents. But utilizing the same flow through model. So our team have done good work. So it's not an overnight, you just do it. There's a lot of work that goes into it that our team has done. You do it when the donor books have been built up by, there's a specific company called Peartree in Canada that does a book build for donors. And once they've got the right donors lined up, they then reach out to the exploration companies and say, is there interest to do a flow through raising. And we thought, well, let's do it. The share price is at a good price. We are about to, we have embarked on an exploration program for this year. If we raise capital now, we can actually increase that exploration activity significantly, given how prominent Newfoundland is from a gold exploration perspective globally at the moment.
Well, congratulations, because it sounds like your team did all the groundwork, and it's pretty important to do that and make sure that, excuse the pun here, all the ducks are in a row. Lots of ducks in Newfoundland. I've got no idea. let's talk about, and just to confirm what you said, it's non-dilutionary because you're raising at a premium, and now you're going to have plenty of cash in the bank. What are you going to do with it, Ian?
So previously we had announced that we're kicking off exploration for this year, and that's made up of three component parts. The first is the aeromag or helimag, magnetic surveys to pick up the right structures in the ground that we proved last year. The magnetic surveys do pick up the right structures. We discovered the Angus discovery on the back of ground magnetics. To accelerate that, we announced that we're doing a big helimag program together with a big auger drill program, geochemical testing, and then a big 20,000 meter diamond program. So on the back of this raising, we're fast tracking the second phase of our helimag program, where we had spoken about doing it in two phases. We're still doing it in two phases, but the second phase was only going to be done sometime next year. We can bring that forward and hopefully get it done later this season, subject to weather, because you're flying, and if the wind's too strong, you can't fly. So it's subject to whether we can do the second phase this year. The auger program, we were running with three auger drill rigs. We've now increased that to five. So that'll increase the rate of auger, or the number of holes that we're going to be targeting across this belt. And then on the diamond drilling program, we were targeting 20,000 meters of drilling. We're upping that to 45,000 meters of diamond drilling. So the diamond drilling is a balance of brownfields, expanding known resources, so the 837,000 ounces we've already got on the belt, together with the greenfields program, which is testing areas that have never been tested before, because 90% of the tenement that we hold has shallow transported cover between half a meter and 5 meters, but that has been sufficient to prevent previous exploration occurring on these tenements. So we've got 90% of our tenement which has never been tested before.
That's not a huge amount of cover.
In Australia, you explore under 50, 100, 200 meters of cover in places.
Yeah.
So we've proven that we can fly the helimag and find the magnetic structures under the transported material. We then follow up with the auger drilling, which confirms that we've got the pathfinder elements associated with the gold mineralization on our belt. And we follow that up with diamond drilling. So a big push this season and next season in greenfields exploration to test 90% of the tenement that hasn't been tested before.
So is that going to take up the majority of this current raising that you've done? These funds are going to go into, as you say, the helimag, the auger, and the diamond drilling. So, and what it's allowing you to do is get on with the job that much quicker, and news flow will be that much quicker.
Correct. So just talking about Newfoundland as an island or as an exploration destination, 4 or 5 years ago, the total drilling done on the island was about 30,000 meters of drilling.
Wow.
This year, between the companies on the island, we're doing over 400,000 meters of drilling.
So Ian, why all of a sudden? Like, what? It's not like Newfoundland has just been found. Why all of a sudden the interest in this area?
Yeah, so what's triggered it is people didn't regard it as a prospective area. There's a company there called Marathon Gold with a market cap of around $1 billion. They've got 4.8 million ounces in resource. They've done all their project studies, and they're now doing their early works program to get ready for project construction. They'll be a 200,000 ounce per year gold producer. So they're the first cab off the rank. They've been on the island for a long while, discovering and proving up their known resources, converting them into reserves, and getting all their study work done. More recently, a company called Newfound Gold has listed on the island, market cap of around $2 billion. And they're getting 3 or 4 ounces per ton in their drilling.
How much?
3 or 4 ounces per ton
Wow.
In their drilling. So these two companies have put the island on the map from a gold exploration perspective. Our tenements have been there for a while, but they haven't had the systematic work that we've kicked off with in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So we have a strategic holding of what's known as the Cape Ray Shear Zone. So it's a typical shear zone that hosts gold all around the world. We have over 120 strike kilometers. We've already got 837,000 ounces in resource. We've already done a scoping study over those ounces. But as I mentioned earlier, that is contained within less than 10% of our tenement, because the other 90% has never been explored before. So I think Newfoundland, from a geological perspective, is highly prospective. You've had all the Canadian companies rushing to get tenement in Newfoundland. We've already got the strategic land holding. Now we've got the money to accelerate the exploration activity. Plus, we've got a very good exploration team. We've got an exploration manager called Warren Potmer, who's just come back from the island. Very experienced guy in South America, Australia, and now in North America and Canada. Justin Osborne's a non-executive director who worked with me at Gold Road and discovered the Gruyere deposit.
I have to stop you, Ian, because I've got to say this. This to me is like deja vu, because everything you're talking about is almost like the Gruyere, because everyone said there's nothing there, it wasn't explored. You were like, you know what, we're going to find something. And Gold Road today, ladies and gentlemen, has done extremely well for shareholders. Is it a bit of deja vu for you as well? Because that's what it's feeling like to me, that people didn't actually see what was there. You're exploring new frontiers and uncovering the fact that there is something there.
Exactly. That's why I joined in May last year. The guys asked me to come in and have a look. They were looking to refresh the board. I took one look at what they've got and the exploration activity that had gone on historically, and was, wow, here you've got this shear zone, which should be a host system for gold. There's gold in the system all the way up and down from the rock chip samples and limited surface testing that's being done. It just hasn't had that systematic approach, which is what we did do at Gold Road, which led to the Gruyere discovery. So bringing Warren in, he's leading the systematic approach of the magnetic surveys, the geochem or the auger drilling with the right identified pathfinder elements for gold, and then following that up with the diamond drilling. So that systematic approach that we have adopted. So it's a very, very good exploration team that we've got. We've got the money and we've got the tenements.
Ian, you've also just brought on a new technical advisor with a fab, ladies and gentlemen, great first name, Kerry, spelt the same way, Kerry Stokes, not Kerry Stokes, Kerry Sparks, Kerry Stokes, that could be pretty interesting. Kerry Sparks, indeed, is your new technical advisor. And he's got, I mean, quite a background, quite a pedigree.
Yeah, so Kerry has been a geologist that worked for most of the major Canadian companies. Most recently, he was head of geology and exploration for Franco-Nevada, the massive royalty company, looking at projects around the globe. He was also involved in the discovery of the major nickel projects in Labrador, which is just across the ocean from Newfoundland, part of the same province. But interestingly, he worked on the Cape Ray Shear in early 2000s. When there was a company exploring in that area. And when Warren spoke to him, when he got to Newfoundland and reached out to Kerry to have a chat and spoke about our approach to exploration, the systematic approach, Kerry was very happy, because this is what he recommended to be done on that belt a while ago, which wasn't done due to funding. So we've got the funding, we've got the strategy. Having somebody like Kerry, who's known throughout the whole of Canada as Mr. Newfoundland,
wow,
having him as an advisor to the board is fantastic. He's on the island. He lives in St. John, which is the capital of Newfoundland. He can meet with our team that we're building up based on the island as well. Up to now, we've used contractors for everything. We're starting to make a few key appointments on the island of our own people. Obviously, having Kerry there as an advisor with so much knowledge and experience in his head will be invaluable for us as a company. I think announcing...
So Ian, sorry to interrupt you, but you know, you mentioned Kerry's background, his pedigree, which is, and I'm not being rude, but Matador's a small company. Is it because he's done the work on Cape Ray before, as you said, in the early 2000s? He saw something, but it just, whoever was there wasn't doing the work and wasn't doing it sort of in a systematic way. I'm just curious as to why he's saying, you know what, I want to be an advisor. This is a great opportunity.
Well, I think firstly, he's retired and he's based on the island. So he's looking for things to that interests him, that he believes in. And speaking through on our exploration strategy, he believes we've got the right approach for making new discoveries on this belt, in addition to expanding what's already there. So he likes the strategy. He likes the exploration team that we've got involved. And obviously with the funding now, that just means we can do it a lot quicker. So having Kerry on the board as a North American known person, with the raising that we've just done, 75% of that raising went to North American institutions. Wow. The first one today announced they released their substantial shareholder notice. So that's the CI Group or CI Century, which is multi-billion dollar natural resources fund that now owns 5% of Matador. And I'm sure that they would have done their due diligence and seen Kerry joining and taken comfort that if Kerry believes in the project and is joining us as an advisor, this project is real, the strategy is real, and the potential within the belt is real.
Well, Ian Murray, you've done it before. I'm sure you'll do it again. What would you say to investors that are looking now and saying, well, you know, Matador Mining, it's had a very good, like your share price has had a nice run. It's got a lot of strength behind it. You've got money in the bank. What's the upside for investors if they were to come on board right now?
Well, our market capitalization is around $90 million with $25 million in the bank. So from an enterprise value perspective, $65 million. Compared to the Canadian company, so we are the only ASX listed company that gives you exposure to exploration in Newfoundland. So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
Second thing is when you compare us to the Canadian companies listed on the island, we are still trading at a discount. So yes, we've had the share price has moved from sort of 30 cents up into the mid 40s, 50% uplift. That's great. But that re-rate is still a fraction compared to what these other companies are valued at. We have the strategic holding of this Cape Ray share. We've got the right exploration team. We've got the money. We're going to carry on exploring, making new discoveries, and that will lead to the re-rate of the company as a whole. And potentially on the island, I think given the focus on the island, there has to be consolidation on the island of a number of projects. So that's a matter of time. We're certainly supporting people like Marathon in their development project. We're supporting people like Newfound Gold in their exploration activities, because we are the guys that are the first movers on the island that will lead to the island being known as a gold destination, which it isn't at the moment.
Well, Ian, and ladies and gentlemen, he's done it before, and it sounds like he just might do it again. Do your own research, though. ASX code is MZZ, Matador Mining. Ian Murray, absolutely fabulous to chat to you today. And I am sure there's going to be lots of news going forward, but congratulations. What a great team you're building, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you, Kerry, and keep well.